Hello.
Ms. Phelps?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is Sonia with the Alabama Department of Labor. Yeah, I was reaching out to my supervisor because, you know, I was just double checking behind myself to make sure I was putting your information in correct with the contract work in Wisconsin. And I stood up at my desk and I looked across and I looked down and I heard the thing go doo-doo. And I was like, what happened? But I was like, I'm going to call it back. And I want you to get back and wait in that long line. But we got it. I'm good. All right. So do you have their phone number, Ms. Phelps?
I don't have their phone number. And that's the thing. I'm going to tell you, I don't really know what happened because I'm going to have to call somebody else to see if I can get the number because some other people had went to work with them in Kentucky this year in March. In June. But after that, they said that the company got in some kind of trouble with the government and they on suspension for like 3 years. So they can't even send nobody to work no more. So I don't even have no number. But all I know, the company name was USA Upstar. But I had really found out that through a friend of mine. So we was working in Wisconsin. We was working on that military base just doing some light cleaning and stuff. But it was a contract job. And I don't have their number.
So did you, your last employer was Mid-America Catastrophe?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I have an 888 number here.
Oh, you need a Mid-America number?
That was your last employer. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about USA Upstart because you was saying that was the last company you asked me about when you was asking about Wisconsin. But yeah, being American Mobile, I worked for them. I could get their number.
So who did you work for in Wisconsin?
That was USA Upstart. That was back in January when you said that I worked for a company out of state in the last 18 months. Was the question you were asking me, and it was Mirror America. But that was back in January.
Okay, but you're filing your unemployment claim with Mid-America Catastrophes. Okay, yes, just need their phone number.
I have to look at my email. One moment. Don't do that. Okay. One moment, ma'am.
Okay, Ms. Phelps.
Okay. One moment.
What?
I don't know, babe. One moment, okay? Can you give me one moment? Let me look this number up right quick.
Is it an 888 number? I have it here on the.
It's gonna be an 888 number because they don't have a local number.
Okay. All right. So the number I have is 888-297-3092.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And her name is Courtney Bellamy, I think it is. Contact person. Don't play with me, little boy. Stop that. That's a no-no.
All right. And Ms. Phelps, what was your employment start date with them?
I started with them. Oh, God. It was August.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked again?
My last day was November the 9th. Oh, Jesus.
All right. And what city and state was the work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right. And Ms. Phelps, why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
It was lack, the claim volume went down.
Okay. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Oh, how much they
All right. I have your 4-digit temporary PIN number. It is 7667.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to go over the closing statements, and we're going to be done.
7667. Yes, ma'am.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So, Ms. Phelps, you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. This Sunday coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Phelps, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
One question. So that's 7667, that's my 4-digit PIN I have to put in?
Yes, when you get ready to do your weekly certification.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a good day.
You too also.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Okay, Meg.